We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
It's embarrassing, but we are who we are. We're not a very good team, but we're 3-1 somehow, and we got all the voters fooled, thinking we're pretty good.
Jaworski Lane at 275 pounds showed a heck of a lot of athletic ability.
All right, let's talk some college football. John, we got a monster week coming up in college football, of course, headlined by the game in the early window on Saturday, Ohio State and Michigan. Some major college football playoff implications going down across the country. We got the Iron Bowl, a little bit of a diminished Iron Bowl this year. Alabama, 22-point favorites at home over Auburn. We got ranked versus ranked matchup, Oregon, Oregon State. In the late window, we got some action as well, USC, Notre Dame. What are you watching this weekend and what are your favorite bets?
Yes. So this weekend is always nuts. And I think one of the best parts of Thanksgiving weekend is that Friday, there's just a total college football takeover. Like we get games all day Friday. I think that there's like 11 games on the main slate for Friday's action. So we get to just kind of nurse our Thanksgiving, ate too much hangover all day Friday. That's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that. I think as far as games that are played on Friday, I do like Iowa to cover their 10.5-point spread against Nebraska. I think they could really – Nebraska is just really, really banged up right now at this stage of the season, just kind of playing out the string. So I will take them. I think Florida State takes care of business against Florida. Florida just lost to Vanderbilt, mind you. So I think Florida State – you know, for a program as big as they are or they have been, obviously they've kind of dropped out of total prominence in recent years, basically since the end days of Jimbo. But I feel like Florida State's playing really well right now. I think that they're going to kind of put effectively an exclamation mark on their season, take care of business against the Gators. I do like Ohio State to cover. I'm just worried about Blake Corum. And he's so important to that offense. Even if he's out there, if he's not at 100%, I think that's a huge problem for the Wolverines. You got to turn it over to J.J. McCarthy and trust him. And that just – I like what he's got, but they just haven't asked him to do a whole lot this year. And to have to ask him to do a whole lot against Ohio State with your season on the line in Columbus, that feels like a very – very risky proposition. And you know what, as far as the Iron Bowl is concerned, I like Auburn with all those points. You know, that game always is funky. I think this Auburn team has found a little bit of a spark since getting rid of Brian Harsin, bringing in our guy Cadillac Williams to kind of steer the ship for the rest of the season. So I do like that a decent bit. As far as LSU and Texas A&M, I think LSU takes care of business against the Aggies, and the Aggies continue to just kind of like peter out as the season comes to a close here. And as far as Vandy, Tennessee, Hendon Hooker being out, Vandy playing the way that it is, I mean, I would love to see this line be a little bit higher than 15.5, but even still, I'll eat the cheese. I'm going to go ahead and say that Vanderbilt covers against the Vols, and the Vols just kind of end up having the season that at once was a magical storybook run there for the first time in like 20 years to all of a sudden, like, was it actually that good after all? You know, they're going to have to, they're going to be haunted by those questions.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of do an official RIP to your Hendon Hooker Heisman bet. It was the right bet. It was the right bet. It was the best value. He was going to be in the mix. And yeah, I meant to ask you about that Tennessee game as well. I mean, this feels like such an obvious letdown spot for the Vols, just kind of realizing that those dreams are dashed.
Yeah, they are. And Vanderbilt's going to be fired up. They've won two straight against SEC competition. And, you know, as far as Tennessee goes, you know, that they're moving it over to Joe Milton. Milton, a reasonably talented guy. You know, he's got some tools. Vanderbilt's definitely going to have to, you know, square up when they try to tackle him. He's a big bruising guy. You remember him from his days at Michigan, of course. But I just think that Tennessee, they just kind of want the season to be over. So I think that they win. I think that they avert the upset, but I don't think that this ends up being a total blowout in favor of the Volunteers. And you know, Saturday night against Spencer Rattler, like, I guess the kind of the notion all season once Rattler transferred to South Carolina was he does kind of stink, but he can have like a game against somebody, and you just hope that you're not playing him on that day. And that's basically what happened to Tennessee.
Yep. I will, of course, have my eyes on the battle for the Axe on Saturday afternoon. This kind of feels like the last thing that Wisconsin truly has to play for this season. You know, I read this week that they've been replaying Minnesota celebrating, you know, throughout the Badger weight room all week, really trying to jazz up the guys. You know, the Big Ten West has just been a complete disaster. That goes without saying this season. I mean, losing to Illinois the way that they did, that really sent everything off the rails. The Iowa game was obviously disastrous, but Wisconsin 3-point favorites at home against Minnesota. I think the boys come through here. Not that anybody really cares about this game anymore.
Yeah, but we do as Wisconsin fans, well wishers, you name it. I feel this game definitely has some salt. Like I love a good rivalry that maybe doesn't quite get the, like, people understand nationally that Wisconsin Minnesota is a rivalry, but like when you're boots on the ground in Madison, the disdain for the Gophers it's very, very real.
I hate the Gophers. I'll say it. It's really the only Big Ten team that I despise. You know, like the Ohio State thing, it's been such a big brother, little brother that I almost respect it in a lot of ways. We have our battles in basketball. You know, it's been a little more even there. But you know, in football, it's like Ohio State has cooler players. They're way more successful. They're kind of hard to hate because it doesn't really feel like it's anything close to an even rivalry.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I'm sure that, you know, there are some SEC teams that, you know, in theory should hate Bama more than they do, but they probably end up hating a program that's a little bit more on relative equal footing, as it were.
Exactly. All right, man, that's going to wrap it up. Appreciate your insights on college football. Looking forward to yet another really fun weekend in the NFL. That no teams on bye is so big. Like, having these extra games throughout the week is going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be closely tracking, you know, all those Thanksgiving games, especially in light of the SXM draft. We'll be pre-taping an SXM show in about 10 minutes here. That'll air on Thursday. You'll hear the SXM show live as you normally would later tonight as well. So make sure you check all that out. We'll be with Jeff Erickson and Alan Seslowski. And John, enjoy the holiday. Eat a lot of food. You know, have fun hanging with the fam in Maryland.
You know it, man. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well, to the fiance and her fam. And, you know, you guys enjoy the football all weekend long. It's going to be great. And, you know, have a great show with Jeff and Alan. I'm sure that's going to be electric.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.